We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Dave Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Quite a game for you guys on Saturday, as we've touched on, a triple overtime victory, 36-30 against UAlbany. Give me your impressions on that game.
It was a great college football game. I think that the momentum swings were real consistent throughout the game. Both teams, I thought, played with great passion and intensity. We kind of knew that with them coming off the open date and having homecoming and having, a highly ranked team there, that we would get, I don't want to say their best shot, but I knew that they would have a lot of energy, a lot of physicality, a lot of intensity, and we knew we needed to match that, and I think we did. Both teams made plays in the game. I think in some of the biggest moments, we made some plays that were allowing us to finish and find a way to win. So it could have gone either way. I mean, it's, ridiculous. Triple overtime, obviously both teams had numerous opportunities to put the game away. And, we answered when we needed to. They answered when they needed to. And at the very end, we were able to make a play and get off the field and secure the victory.
You talked about coming into the game, your, I guess, disappointment with the way your team performed effort-wise up at Stony Brook. Obviously got a tremendous effort, as you touched on Saturday. How proud of your team to be able to pull out that type of game on the road?
Well, I thought it was, I knew it would be a big challenge for us. I was real proud of our guys in terms of their focus, their preparation. I had said earlier in the week that the fact that Albany was good on tape and was ranked and undefeated certainly got the attention of everybody in our organization. They had mine regardless, but sometimes a student athlete needs some things to validate what he hears the coach say. And when you watch the tape and when you look at the numbers, and I said it before the game and I said it after the game, Coach Gattuso is doing a great job. And, they're playing the right style of football. They make themselves hard to beat. And that's going to continue to give them opportunities to compete and find ways to win games. And it's going to give them an opportunity to continue to build that program. A number of coaches have said it already here today, but this is very hard to handicap when you look at this league and when you look at, week to week, this weekend's schedules. It's so hard to handicap, who's going to win what games. And every week it's a different matchup, and every week you got to bring your A game or else you are most likely going to get beat.
We're here with Richmond head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for Coach Rocco, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Angela.
Your first question comes from John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, can you speak a word or two about Deontez Thompson's day, stepping in for Xavier Goodall at tailback, and then update us on Goodall's physical condition along with David Jones and Jerry L. Jordan? Thank you.
Well, I thought Deontez did an outstanding job. He's a very talented young man, talented student athlete, and hadn't been getting much work here this fall, but we certainly were aware of what he was capable of doing. So we kind of got called into action there Saturday, and he performed very well. And it's like anything else. He just has to continue to build on his understanding of how to play the position. He's a really good ball carrier. He's a very explosive athlete. So that's what we got to see him do on Saturday. He made a couple catches out of the backfield, but there's some other areas of his game that he just needs to continue to work on and improve upon. Bad news with Xavier. Just really feel bad for him. He tore his ACL, and he'll be season-ending. And then David Jones, our All-American safety, fractured his forearm, and he'll also most likely be out for the season. It's not as extensive as the injury he had last year, but There's certainly going to be a timeline here that most likely would say that that he'll be done for the year. So really felt badly for both of those young men, both on opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of their timeline here in our program. David was a fifth-year senior who has really put an awful lot of blood, sweat, and tears into our program, and he's a big reason that we have kind of been able to sustain some success here. And then Xavier came in here with, you know, so much ambition and focus and commitment, and he was starting to really enjoy that opportunity and see it come to the forefront. So, you know, certainly disappointed and feel sadly for both of those student athletes.
Thank you. Hey, yes, if I could follow up with one other thing, and that is Coach Talley comes to town this weekend for the last time from Villanova. What has distinguished his teams over the years, if anything?
Well, you know, I'll probably answer some other questions about his team, but, you know, I'm just really impressed with the man, you know. And, you know, I think that, you know, we are all evaluated in different ways, you know, as coaches. And, you know, just like you'd ask the question, you know, it's always about his team, you know, and what's my team look like, or, you know, what is it about his teams that catch your attention? But to me, I've just always been very impressed with the man and what Andy has done in his career, what he has stood for, the accomplishments that he's had, and the lives that he has changed, you know. So when I think about, you know, a coaching career, you know, coming towards an end, that's kind of the things that, you know, spark my memory, you know, more the contribution that he has made to the university, the commitment that he has made to his university, the commitment and impact he has made on the hundreds and hundreds of student athletes that have played for him, and then the impact he's making with this Be the Match program and the lives that they're saving. So it goes well above and beyond the accomplishments of his football teams, though there have been many, and his teams are always very finely, they execute extremely well, fine-tuned. And right now, they're playing like a machine. You know, offensively, they are executing well, and they are producing. And then defensively, they're as disruptive as anybody in this league. So I think he's got a really good thing going here right now this year, and we're certainly looking forward to the opportunity to compete here on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question comes from Terry Tuohy with Delco Times.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Terry.
Good. Talk to me a little bit about Brandon Waller. You know, I know he missed most of last season with an injury, and he's really having an impact on your football team, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very dynamic athlete. And, you know, when we recruited Brandon, we thought he might be able to be an inside linebacker in our 3-4 defense. We usually play, you know, bigger bodied linebacker types, but we also recognized that he was going to grow and could, you know, grow into playing in that defensive line. So he brings a real unique combination of explosiveness and quickness. And that's the thing that I do think has allowed him to really up his game and be an impact player. He can sit in there and he can stack up the run and play physical at the point of attack, you know, like a, you know, 290-pounder can, you know, but he's not 290 pounds. But then when he has to shoot a move for a pass rush or turn and run to a screen or redirect, he's got that athleticism of a linebacker. So really proud of Waller and his development. Our defensive line coach, Lee Vern Beelen, is doing a great job with all of our defensive linemen. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you can use with Brandon in terms of a teach tape. you know, if you want to say, okay, this is kind of how this is supposed to look. Well, look at this picture right here, and then you can pull those off because his technique is really good, and then he's got the athleticism, the explosiveness to allow him to be an impact player.
And about Villanova, they seem to be playing, getting better each week. Like you said, that they're very efficient right now on both sides of the football.
Yeah, that's the thing that, you know, really catches my attention. It's, you know, and again, we all, you know, whether we'd like to admit it or not, I mean, we're tracking scores all year long, you know, so you don't you never put too much stock in any one score or any one game. I'm a real believer that you got to look at the body of work. I think when you start to get sidetracked by a random day, you know, or a random outcome, and you try to attach too much meaning to that, you really miss the target. You miss the bullseye. So I'm always tracking, but I'm paying attention to everything, but I'm not putting too much stock in any one thing other than the body of work. And the career is extraordinary when you talk about body of work. And then what you're seeing right now with this year's team is certainly an attention getter. As you suggested, they're getting better every week. They're executing really well. It's indicative of the flow of their games and then the scores of their games. So, you know, we're going to have to really execute well here. It should be a great college football game, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to compete here on homecoming here in Robins Stadium.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Danny. Thanks, as always, for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you very much.